today I was trying to find Hilchus Memorial Day. I thought it's going to say over there, Asur Lavol Ilmod, Asur Lavol Itpalel, Chayavim Lalechet Letiulim, Chayavim Lishon Mu'uchar. I couldn't find it.
Barbecue.
I couldn't find it. I couldn't find these halachas. So I thought maybe Minag America, Minag Eretz Yisrael, could be it's a different. In Eretz Yisrael, they follow Maran Bet Yosef. You know, maybe in the Bet Yosef it's not found. But maybe in Hilchus George Washington, Zanimsa. In Hilchus George Washington. I'll call Panim. Aser la'adam la'asayg b'tzrachav kaidim tefila shachris. A person is not allowed to do his needs before tefilat shachri. V'lachen asur l'nsoa mi'il ir kaidim shachris. Therefore, you're not allowed to travel from one place to another. U'mikam makay mutal l'nsoa mi'il ir kaidim shachris l'tzarech tefila. For example, let's say I need to go to yeshiva. I need to daven in a certain place. So that's not called traveling before shacharit. Why? I'm traveling to the mitzvah. Kigay nesiel Yerushalayim. The biggest example, if a guy wants to travel to Yerushalayim to daven by the Kaisel. He wants to daven by Kaisel, Kotel, by the Kaisel Amaravi. So we'll see. I'm not, definitely not a reason to daven by the Kotel if you're going to miss Zman Tefillah. That's not the reason. But it's interesting. I was thinking, does he mean even from, let's say, Bnei Brak? How far does he mean from Yerushalayim? I'm not sure what he means. But either way, simply, one is allowed to travel, so I guess even an hour and a half, even take a long trip. He's not mechalek. He doesn't make a difference how far the trip is. So if, let's say, you want to go to Lakewood to daven, or the opposite, so I guess it would be mutter. Now, mutter lisrachet, and this is a very important halacha.
Is this the kitzer or the full one?
This is the kitzer. Now, let me explain to you an interesting halacha. There's a whole question if you're allowed to take a shower before davening. It's a big discussion. So he says, and this I heard from Rav Scheinberg also, Mutter l'sraches kaidim shigia zman tefila shachris. A person is allowed to take a shower. Shlei gazim b'zeh elef samach l'mincha shudavar amatzoi. You know, l'masa, they do take a shower. Are you not allowed to take a shower before mincha? So what's the difference? That's the answer. So he says, by mincha, it's not a normal thing. Why would a guy in the middle of the day go into a bath? So therefore, they were geyser not to do it before mincha. But since before, when you get up, a lot of people get up and they shower, the melech it's mutter to what? To shower. The yeshayimim. And some say, the Hainu Kaidim Amud HaShachar. This is before Amud HaShachar. Avalach Shigi Amud HaShachar. But once the Amud HaShachar already came, Ein La'odam L'Yisrachet Kaidim Atfilo. A person should not bathe. Some say you shouldn't bathe if you woke up after Amud HaShachar. The Soif Soif Nechshav K'may Shigi Azman Tfilo. Because it's considered as if the time of tefillah came. Umemela, rechitz ava bechlal asi etzrachav, kaidem atfilah. So that's considered as if he did his needs. V'omnam, imarechitza mefsheret leit l'spal. But what happens if a guy says, if I take my shower, I'll daven better? Then it becomes mutter. Acha shezeh harba balai l'kidayma. Some people, they can't pray if they can't what? They can't take their shower. Yes, lachziv is rechitza kechelik ma'achanot l'tfilah. So you consider that this is part of the achanot of the tfilah. Now, ach lo yarbe lirchitz atzmin b'sabon. Just because you need a shower before you daven doesn't mean you need a half-hour shower. It doesn't mean you should sit there and then bathe for half an hour. El yirchatz gufay ma'at. The Yasuk if you a hechrich rak lahaser azeya, valichlo, just enough to make yourself clean. Now, mutter litboil b'mikvah. A person's allowed to go to the mikvah before tefillah. Why? It's part of the prayer. So he brings la halacha that it's the right thing. The right thing is that a person should go to the mikvah. It's a good thing, but it's not a chiyuv. And therefore, if you're going to miss, you hear, tefillah b'tzibur, then it's not, there's no reason to do it. Now, he says an interesting thing. A shliach tzibur should go to the mikvah. But, v'lachen, you hear, en la'vi a shliach tzibur m'mishartom, mein etay v'lekaryai. If a shliach tzibur doesn't do it, you can't throw him and say, okay, you can't dam because it's a good thing. But it's not a chiyuv. And since it's not a chiyuv, so therefore what? You can't passel the shliach tzibur because of it. Now here's another interesting halacha. Are you allowed to shave before davening? Shave before davening. Okay. So this is, it says, en litgaleach. En litgaleach. You're not allowed to shave before you daven. Dahave b'chlal asi yitzracha av l'tfila. That's considered doing your needs. Why? Because a person needs to what? A person needs to look good for davening. So it's mutter to shave. All right? You didn't know this, huh? Okay. Ulam. Haragilum et galeya b'chol yoy mimekitza mishnasam. Normally a guy does it, and this is his normal thing. Yesh lem al mishi yismaychu, they have who to rely on to do it. Ve'en limchot bi'adam.
Wasting time.
Sheyesh lachshiv, you could consider it mechlal achana l'tfila. Now, avul yoset nachim l'chatchila shaloi l'stap. But this is l'chatchila, better not to do. So those that don't do it, you hear, they're doing the right thing. But those that want to shave, go ahead and shave. Now, how about making the beds? Making the beds. Are you allowed to make the beds before you go pray? So he says it's mutter. You know why? Because it's not a malacha. It's not considered malacha. It's not a work. It's a derech eretz. So you'd be allowed to make your bed, and then you could go to work. Go to David. Ubefratim yeh bitl Torah. Especially if there'll be bitl Torah that make you come back. For example, in the dormitories, they're going to make you come back. So make your bed. Make your bed and do what? And go pray. Okay. Now he says, "V'chein b'maisis chinuch yesh latir dover zemishum chinuch hayiladim." You know, in the Lithuanian yeshivas, it's almost like a doraita to make your bed.
Yeah.
No, seriously. Why? It's nimus. It's derech eretz. It's respect. It's this. It's that. Bali Musa used to say that the way a person has his room, that's how he learns. I can imagine if I went to the rooms of some of the people here, I would find not only a balagan, but I would find ganalaban. I like that. I just made that one up. I wouldn't find a balagan, but I would find the gan alabal. Yeah? So what's the story? The story is that it's a big thing to make your bed. Yeah? But if somebody is makpid, he's careful to do it when? After. He's doing a good thing, tavo ala bracha, but you're allowed to make your bed before you go to shul. I want to tell you a nice story. There were two big giants. Rabbi Ruderman was the Rosh Hashiva of Ner Yisrael Baltimore. Big Lithuanian gadol. Satmar Rebbe, big Hasidic Rebbe, but Hasidic tzaddik. Okay. The Rav Ruderman went to Toronto to collect money for his yeshiva. There was a rich person in Toronto that had a house where he brought in all the tzaddikim. Whoever came to Toronto to collect money went to this person's house. Rabbi Ruderman came to the house. He stayed there. He slept there. Yeah. The next night he comes after a whole day of working, and he sees the bed is not made. The beds are not made, right? Now you have to understand, you have to understand that Rabbi Runiman is from the chinuch of Slabotka, and everything has to be proper and musr and clean and ethic, right? So he walks over to the owner of the house and he says, you know, the maid, you pay her. She didn't make the beds. What is this that she didn't make the bed? I mean, you're paying her. You know, it's not right. She did something that's wrong. Maybe you should find out. Maybe she's not doing proper housekeeping. She says, you're right. Now let me find out what it's all about. So he went to the cleaning lady and says to her, you know, this rabbi was here. He claimed that you didn't make the beds. Well, how come you don't make the beds? He said, it's not my fault. Last week, a different rabbi was here. It was a Satmar Rebbe. Last week, there was a different rabbi here. And every morning I came, the bed was made. So I figured that rabbis make their own beds. I thought that was the custom. Now, it's not so funny because it is a point. That's this halacha. It isn't derech eretz to make your own bed. It's proper etiquette. But what was the real story? The Satmar Rebbe never slept in a bed. That's the story. The Satmar Rebbe never slept in his bed. When Rav Rudiman heard the story, because the guy came back and told Rav Rudiman what happened, he started thinking, wait a minute. She's a gaita. Could you believe her? Nemanis, Edus, Siach Lefituma. Who said she's... So there's a word, the world, the Welt says, look at the difference between Hasidic and Anashka. A Hasidic Jew hears the story, he goes, wow, the Rebbe didn't sleep in a bed. Yeah. Oof, she, unbelievable. And how does a Lithuanian react to such a story? Could you trust her? Halacha, I'm the manis, Edis. The Gemara says over that on top of Yonis and Ben Uziel, if a bird would fly on top of his head, the bird would pop. From so much kedusha, so they say over that. What's the difference between an Ashkenaz, a Hasidic, and a Lithuanian Jew when they learn this Gemara? The Hasidic Jew, he starts, whoa, unbelievable! The bird burnt up over his head. What does the Lithuanian Jew say? Right? Is he a mazik? Is he chayiv? Does he have to pay? You know, he wants to know right away. Halacha, who's chayiv? Is he not chayiv? Is he grama? The different ways of looking at things. The point being, he's having...
It happens on Shabbos.
It happens on Shabbos, Yechayiv, Sheichet, Eimam,
Nisim, and
Yantim. A Sephardic Jew would see his Gemara, Pshiii, Kabbalah, Hashem, right? Now, let's get to Nalacha. So, Lamaisa, should you make your bed before davening? It seems like he says that it's a derech eretz to make your own bed before davening. So those that want to do it, let them do it, and it's a good thing. Those that don't want to do it, tavo aleihem bracha. Now, alfa pish asul l'tasek b'tzarchav koydem atfila. So how about taking care of the children? Can you imagine you tell your wife, I'm sorry, I didn't daven yet. Sorry, I can't help. I'm sorry, I can't, the baby's crying. Sorry, I have to daven. Davening comes first. And what's the answer?
Yeah.
Not this. This is not what it meant, that you can't do things before davening. Yeah? But lasok b'tzarchi mitzvah, anything which is a mitzvah, muter kaidem atfila. Now the only thing is, what is called a mitzvah? A lot of people have this thing that answering their emails is a mitzvah. It's one of the taryag aseres hadibris mitzvahs. They have to. Also, they think it's a shailah pikuach nefesh. They're so addicted to their phone that they have to answer and they have to before davening. For some reason, I didn't find that in the Alkach Yosef and in the Pri Chadash and in the Achrayim that talk about the mitzvahs. I saw there Tipul Yeladim, Kibbut Av Ve'Eim, Chinuch Yeladim, cell phone. Nope, don't see it here. Don't see it, huh? iPhone, don't see it. So Lechayra, iPhone should not be what?
Okay.
iPhone ain't a dochet atvila. Yes. So the halacha is water for sure you're allowed to drink, and coffee, the Mishnah Berurah says, is better without sugar. You know, listen, and some people do take sugar. Chassidim believe that mamish, a coffee with sugar before davening is one of the deraisas. It is what it is. They have this whole thing with coffee and mikveh and achveis and kavel Hashem chazik mi'amitzli becha. They use a pasuk, kavel Hashem. You know coffee is in the Yiddish? Kaveh. A coffee in Yiddish, a kaveh. Now you have to understand that's only Hasidish Yiddish. Yeah? Because in Litvish Yiddish, it's kafeh. Lithuanian Jews don't say kaveh. They say a kafeh. You want a kafeh? Kaveh is the Hasidic Hungarian or a Polish way of saying it. So they say kavel Hashem. You have to chazak b'yamitzi bech, and then another coffee for kavel Hashem. Take two coffees before davening. Yeah, kavel Hashem, chazak b'yamitzi bech, gives you strength for kavel Hashem. Another coffee. Okay, this should be the least of the problems that you take a coffee before davening. You know what the problem is? The problem is if you take a coffee during davening. That bothers me a little more.
Especially like,
I see people they come to shul with the coffee and during davening they're sipping away over there. They're sipping away. I don't know. Maybe it's pikuach nefesh. Maybe without their coffee, it's like giving them without insulin. What do I know? But the bottom line is, coffee before davening, not the end of the world. Coffee during davening, not the greatest. Yeah, coffee and no davening, that's a big problem. All right, so let's go right now. What happens if a person is rushing to work? He's rushing to rabota, rushing to work. And he can't wait to daven with the minyan. Because they're taking a long time to daven. And he wants to what? Yeah, he wants to go to work. To run to work and then say, I'll catch a minion at work, you know, I'll do that. You have to first what? Daven. You can't, right? Person says, I'm going to travel to the city, I'll open my business, and then I'll catch a minion on the chveis over there, one of these shtiblach in the Manhattan. I don't know. You can't do that. The ma'acher v'ilamali shayis ha'makam ha'makam ha'vaydasai. Because since his traveling is only because it's the place of work, m'meila nika adavash n'tzeh l'tzeh v'vaydasai. It's clear that why is he traveling there? Because of work. M'haveh b'chlal l'sasik v'tzrachav sh'asur kaidim ha'tfila. V'lachay, yispali b'chid b'vaysai. So you know what you're better off doing? To daven alone in your house. Davin, go to work, and then try to break away to hear at least Kaddish, Kedusha, Ulam, Imyelo Yishav Das Yosef Tfilin Matzibur. But of course, understandably, it's much better if you're down with the minion before you go. Muta Shiyisim Ichutz Leir, Lamakam Avadasa, Yilispalel, Yib. And then he'll travel to his place. Lispal Sham, interesting. He wants, which we really spoke about. Let's say you say to yourself like this, I'll daven b'yechidus by myself, right? I'll daven in 2 seconds, I won't concentrate. Better off if I travel to wherever I have to go, right? And then I'll daven with a nice minion over there. So maybe that's also okay.
A lot of people do that. They daven in Manhattan.
I just said that, the case of Manhattan. That was the case. That was Mamish the case. What they'll do is they'll try. He's saying, so again, if it's pshat is that I want to go to work and then daven, all right. But if I want to go to Manhattan, daven, and then go to work, not the end of the world. You understand the difference? If I go to Manhattan to work and then I'll break away and daven, that you can't do. But if I go to Manhattan only because of work, but if I say to myself, I'll daven by myself at home, or to daven the minyan Manhattan. All right, so at least you're davening nicely in a minyan. Travel to Manhattan, and then go to daven with your minyan. Baruch Hashem li'olam. Amen v'amen. I wish you all a freiluchin, a chag, kosher, Memorial Day Sameach. How about this?